You know, the big idea here is almost emotional. The computer is changing shape.
And I think that's the right way to frame it. It's no longer mainly a standalone object we open, look at, and use directly.
It's becoming more like an ambient layer, woven into the world around us.
That's important. This isn't about one shiny new gadget. It's about computing becoming less visible, more contextual, more distributed, and more integrated into daily life.
And the article lays out four rabbit holes that really explain the shift.
The first is that AI is becoming the new operating layer.
For decades, software felt organized around menus, buttons, dashboards, and fixed workflows.
Right, and users had to understand the logic of each tool.
AI is changing that in a hopeful way, making interaction more conversational, adaptive, and intent-based.
Instead of telling a program to do one narrow task, people increasingly ask a system to understand their goals and help decide what to do next.
That makes AI feel less like just another feature or app category.
More like a foundational layer between people and computing.
The second rabbit hole is that screens are losing their monopoly.
The old assumption was that progress meant bigger, sharper, faster displays.
That's still happening, but screens are no longer the defining interface.
Computing is expanding into voice, ambient displays, smart glasses, wearables, in-car systems, and home devices.
So interaction can now happen through a quick glance, a spoken command, or a timely notification.
Screens won't disappear, but the computer is no longer defined by one dominant surface.
The third point is that computing is moving into physical spaces.
The computer is no longer only something you carry or sit in front of.
It's being embedded in homes, offices, factories, vehicles, retail spaces, and public infrastructure.
Sensors, edge computing, and connected devices are turning ordinary environments into responsive systems that can collect data, make decisions, and act in real time.
A smart home becomes a system that learns routines, adjusts lighting, and monitors energy use.
A modern car becomes a rolling computer platform.
And a factory becomes a network of data points that can optimize performance and reduce downtime.
In that sense, computing is becoming spatial. Not just a tool you use, but part of the environment you move through.
The fourth rabbit hole is especially interesting. Identity, memory, and trust are becoming the new hardware.
As computing spreads into more areas of life, the limiting factor is no longer only processing power or storage.
It's trust, identity, and context.
Systems need to know who is being served, what that person has done before, what they are likely to want, and whether the system can act safely and reliably.
Personalization depends on memory.
Security depends on identity.
And reliability depends on consistent behavior across devices and services.
So the computer is shifting from a discrete object into a continuous presence that follows people across surfaces and environments. That makes privacy, data governance, and trust systems far more important than before.
The broader takeaway is that this change isn't happening in one dramatic leap.
It's occurring through many small increments. Better assistants, smarter devices, more connected rooms, more capable cars, and more personalized workflows.
Individually, those developments may not seem revolutionary.
But together, they point to a new form of computing that blends into the flow of life, rather than requiring people to open an app and focus on it.
The article's point is that the computer changing shape is not just a design trend.
It's a fundamental shift.
The computer is becoming less an object and more an environment, less a machine you visit and more a system you live inside.
And the four trends are not separate stories. They're different angles on the same transformation. Computing is becoming more ambient, more intelligent, more spatial, and more deeply tied to personal identity and context.
Understanding this shift matters because it reveals where technology is heading, not just in the next phone, model, or demo.
It's in the slow reshaping of how people and machines coexist.